Yet another twist in the now infamous Sweeney Todd production at St Kent's School in Auckland, where it now turns out the student whose throat was accidentally cut was actually lucky to have escaped with his life. This damning report from WorkSafe New Zealand's been released. It says the incident had the potential for death. What's more, in the days leading up to the opening night, two students were injured in rehearsal by a taped blade of a razor. Our risk and safety consultant Mike Cosman is with us. Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
Look, sadly, I have. Not so much in the context of a school play, but, you know, all of the elements that were there are present in many other workplace accidents. So we've got something that's got the potential to cause harm. In this case, it was a razor, but it could have been a chainsaw. It could be, you know, a quad bike. We've got a situation where the activity doesn't appear to have been particularly well planned. And guess what? Something went wrong.
Yeah.
And so really, you know, I guess the key lessons out of all of this is that, you know, and it sounds really boring, but we have to understand what the risk is associated with the activity that we're doing, and we have to plan.
Yeah, the thing about that is when you talk about, you know, if you talk about a forestry industry or a factory with a lot of machinery, I can understand that accidents happen, even if there is fault at play. But this is a school play, for God's sake.
And that's the point. Really, you know, was it necessary to the activity for it to be a real blade rather than a dummy one?
Wouldn't if you do a survey, 999 people out of 1,000 say you don't need a real blade?
Absolutely, you would hope so. But equally, you know that in the arts and in theatre, there's a strive for authenticity, you know, method acting, whatever you want to call it. So no doubt somebody with the best will in the world, and I don't know the detail, decided that it would be more authentic to use a real razor and didn't consider what the risks were associated with that.
Even when things went wrong in rehearsals. I mean, that's the part that seems incomprehensible.
That is the news that come out, you know, overnight, which I do find astonishing. And yet again, you say, is this unknown? It's not. Reporting of near misses, when we got away with it, is actually really poor. And, you know, the thing about a near miss is that it's an opportunity to learn a free lesson.
Yeah.
So if in industry as a whole, we reported every time something nearly happened, we'd have huge, huge amounts of data that would help us to prevent stuff actually happening. And so I think for the school, that has to be the key question. Why didn't they seize the warning for what it was and change the plan?
Would you recommend punishment? There was no real punishment out of this. They said, yes, sorry, and we'll learn our lesson. Is that fair enough, given the extremity of what's happened here or potentially happened here?
Well, actually, no, I think they did do a lot. So what WorkSafe did was, for the first time since the new law came in, they used a power that they'd been given called an enforceable undertaking.
Yeah.
And so this actually was a whole set of agreements for the school, not just to put right what they should have done in the first place, but to actually work with the whole of the sector to provide guidance and training for other schools, others involved in drama productions. And so it's one of the key things about these enforceable undertakings is there has to be community benefit. So normally you go to court, you pay a fine, it goes to government. The enforceable undertaking in certain circumstances provides for there to be some good that comes out of it. And I think that's, in the circumstances, you know, it was a tough call.
Yeah.
But I think that at the end of the day, the school community, the drama community will benefit from the decision by WorkSafe and obviously by the publicity that this has generated.
Well, let's hope so. Mike, appreciate your insight very much. Mike Cosman, who's a risk and safety consultant with us this morning.